Episode 1158, Spring Forward.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, and I hope you are ready to jumpstart it even more. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, a time for you to just soar on wings like eagles. Are you ready to spring forward? I bet you are. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, there is no time like now to spring forward with your dreams, your aspirations, your goals. Nothing is impossible when you plant a seed of greatness daily. That seed can be a smile to a stranger, holding the door open for one who is weighted down with grocery bags. Opportunities to serve with a giving heart opens doors for you who desires a new start. Most of us have experienced the clock being moved up 1 hour this past weekend. Springing forward, oh, it's even here in the U.S., they're talking about getting rid of it because you just kind of feel like, really, I'm just getting used to this and now you're telling me to spring forward. Well, a negative way to look at it is a loss of 1 hour of sleep. I know I'm already feeling it. However, a positive is longer daylight hours to enjoy the spring and summer seasons. Where do you fall? Well, regardless of what you think, use it to springboard your greatness. Spring forward. Brighten your day with dreams. Have you had any time lately to think about your dreams? What do you want to do when you grow up? Maybe you're still trying to figure it all out. Life got in the way, too many obligations and responsibilities. And yes, we need to honor those. But don't live in the excuses. Don't allow yourself to focus on what you can't do rather than what you can do. It's the littlest of things. What you want in your life matters. And I know there are days you wake up and you're like, nothing matters. I don't matter. Why am I even here? No matter what I do, it doesn't matter. I don't care if I cook a gourmet meal, it's not going to matter. I don't care if I clean my house and it looks like a surgical center, it doesn't matter because the kids come and they destroy it in like 5 minutes, don't they? Maybe it's, you know, you've got the home of your dreams or you're in the best shape ever, but you still sit there and say, it doesn't matter because I'm not getting to where I want to be. Don't allow yourself to focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do. It's the littlest of things. You matter. Life does matter. What you do creates impact. So create your now. Greatness comes from the plantings of many little seeds, the littlest actions, not the ones that are convenient or easy. It's not the ones that just stand by and just come to you. Those are too easy. There's a reason why. Sometimes we have to go on a journey to get to where we're going. Many lessons have to be learned before we can actually appreciate the blessings and see them as blessings. If everything was easy, you know what? You would be bored. Now, right now in this moment, you're saying you're absolutely crazy, Christiane. No, I might be absolutely crazy, but it's true. We can't appreciate what's just handed to us on a silver platter. And those things that are handed to us on a silver platter, did you really take care of them? Did you really do all that you needed to do to grow and to prosper with whatever it was? Those things that are convenient and are easy, well, we kind of brush them aside. But it's something about greatness coming from the littlest things, the littlest actions. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Spring forward. This is your season of greatness, a season to impact. Are you wanting health and prosperity? Go after it. Wellness for your body and your family? Do it. Restoration for your soul? You got it. A debt-free lifestyle? It's around the corner. An extraordinary marriage? Put in the work. Be willing to plant those seeds. Be willing to go against the grain when everybody else is telling you to go the other way. Spring forward. We reap what we sow. We've heard that saying before. We reap what we sow. What does that really mean? That means when you go to harvest, everything that you've planted, all the things, the effort that you put in, the energy, people who have come and mentored you, all of those who said, you know, great things and complimented you, even the ones who have torn you down, it grows you into greatness. But you have to be willing to put in that greatness to spring forward, not to get stuck in the excuses, not to say, oh, I failed so many times. There is no way I'm getting out of this ditch. There's no way I can climb out of this basement. I'm just here to stay. I'm okay with it. No, you're not. You're not okay with it. You matter. Your dreams matter. You matter to God. You matter to me. You were created on purpose for a purpose, and you reap what you sow. So what are you planting today? What is the greatness that you're planting? Just the little things. Is it going to be a smile to a stranger when you go and pick up your groceries? Maybe a compliment. Maybe it's telling your child how amazing he or she is. Maybe it's doing something sweet for your husband that you haven't done in, like, maybe since dating. Maybe you're writing a little quick little love note on a sticky and putting it in his briefcase. Plant your seeds of greatness, even the littlest of things. It's the little seeds. An oak tree doesn't grow from this huge honking seed. Have you seen those 150-year oak trees? And how incredible they are. And you stand and you look up and you're like, if I could only reach the top. Did you know God's looking down and he says, if only you would trust me when you're at the bottom so you can climb to the top with me. Let me build you into the oak tree that you're meant to be. God has created a plan with you. Spring forward. Ask God to bless each one. Call on him by name as you plant daily. This isn't about convenience. It's not about, oh, I'll just sit here and wait for it all to happen. I'm just going to twiddle my thumbs and eventually it'll all come to pass. No, it won't. You've got to plant daily. The little things matter and they matter to God. This is your season for impact. Spring forward with greatness and a giving heart and be watchful as God opens doors for you who desires a new start. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.